transmission.
Hello, people. This is Tobe once again, and you are listening to the daily meeting of the Dubious Goals Committee right here on Anon Radio. Boy, what have we got on the agenda today? Some interesting stuff, I gotta tell you. The first item to discuss today, the most important thing that's happened to me in probably a year, is Pro Kabaddi League. That's right, kabaddi. The subject of today's discussion is kabaddi! And I'm really excited about it. But let me start at the beginning. Oh, I discovered a new sport. And when I say discovered, I didn't really discover it. I just noticed, hey, look what's on TV. And when I say new sport, I don't mean a sport that is new. I mean a sport, this is actually a sport that's very, very old. Hundreds of years old, but this is the first time I've seen it, and I'm speaking about the sport kabaddi. And the other day, I gotta tell you something else first. I've never seen this. I've never even heard of this, and that is kind of unusual because, as you know from listening to this show, I am the kind of person who likes unusual sports. I live in America, and if you know anything about America, we only have three or four sports here. Football, American football, baseball, basketball, and that's pretty much it. Well, we got hockey, so that counts. And so if you're not interested in any of those sports, and how could anybody be when nobody plays them except for Americans? There's no competition. Why watch it? Where was I going with this? Anyway, when I was a kid, yeah, I was not interested in any of these sports, and so that's why I was getting into things like football, you call it soccer, and sports like rugby league, rugby union, Australian rules football, cricket, you know, all the weird stuff that you hear me talking about. You know, these are things that I learned about as a kid, and throughout my entire life, I've always been interested in, shall we say, strange sports. And when I say strange here, I mean that in the literal definition of the term, that, you know, things that I am unfamiliar with. So, you know, we can talk about sports all day, and you can bring up all kinds of weird sports like chook ball and stuff like that. Yeah, not only have I heard of them, I can tell you how to play them. So it's really unusual for me to come across a game or a sport that I've never heard of. And when something like that happens, it's a big deal. It's a big deal for me. I'm seeing something new. I mean, ask yourself, how often do you see something new? Something that you've never heard of before? Right. And I'm the kind of guy who's going out to look for things that I've never seen or heard of before. So it's not like I'm living in a secluded, weird old world. No, I'm out there seeking the gnarl, looking for it, and trying to attract it to me. So yesterday, day before, whenever, I was watching TV, and suddenly the highlight show for the Pro Kabaddi League comes on, and I'm just sitting there going, what in the hell is this? And now I've got to watch it because it's something I've never seen before. And I'm sitting there, and I'm watching the first 5 minutes of this, and again, remember, I've never seen this before. I couldn't quite figure out what was going on. This is a very interesting game that's played essentially on a court that is the size of a badminton court with almost the same lines. There's a half line, there's a halfway line, and then there's some like end zone lines I'll talk about in a minute. And you know, it looks like it's six guys against one, and it very often is. But these guys are running around trying to hit each other or something, then they go running back and they dive for this one line. It's very exciting. And it's got to be the coolest thing I've ever seen. So I watched a total of 3 hours of highlights from the Pro Kabaddi League. And it was the most fascinating thing I've ever seen. What I have managed to figure out is that this game is basically full contact tag with breathing rules. That's right, full contact tag with breathing rules. And basically, it goes down like this. There's two teams, and there's seven active players on a team. So there's seven guys for each team on the court at any given time, and they both sort of stand in their little end zones. And then they take turns sending one guy out to be the raider. And the raider, what he has to do to score a point, now get this, he has to take a deep breath and start saying kabaddi over and over and over again. Kabaddi, 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 kabaddi. Basically, he has to hold his breath, then run into the opposite team's side of the field. He then has to try to tag one of the opposing players and then run back into his half of the field to score a point before he runs out of breath. Okay? So these guys take a deep breath. They start chanting kabaddi, 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 kabaddi. They run across. They try to tag a guy. And then once they tag a guy, the defending team can now tackle, literally jump on this guy and tackle him to prevent him from going back to his side of the court. And if they're successful, they get points. And now some of the scoring system I'm a little still confused about, because you can, what the raider guy, he can score multiple points if he escapes from multiple guys. Plus there's a bonus line that's even deeper into the enemy territory. So if you can cross that line and get back to your territory before getting tackled, that's called a super raid, and you get multiple points for that. But then the defending teams also have super tackles, where if they tackle a guy but they only use like two guys instead of six or seven, then that's a super tackle, and they get extra points for that. And then there's a system of guys getting out. And so eventually there's less guys on the teams, and so it gets really nutty. And apparently this game is played with two 40-minute halves. I have not seen an actual game. I've only seen this highlight show that shows highlights from all these kabaddi games that are very important. There's a league, and I think my favorite team right now is the Jaipur Pink Panthers, just because they're a kiddie team. And I do love the Pink Panther theme. So, you know, what do you know about that? This is a very fast game. It's played rapidly in the sense that, you know, since it's timed so fast, these guys, you know, kind of jog over. And then there's this, you know, I don't want to say Mexican standoff, but there's this period of feints where, you know, the defenders can't tackle the raider until the raider tags one of them. And so they're trying to avoid being tagged by this guy, but they're also trying to stay as close as they can to him so that when somebody gets tagged, they can tackle him. And so there's this funny little dance, okay, and then the raider guy will reach out and tag or slap the guy. Oh, and you can use your feet. You can use your feet to tag, so you can lift your feet up and kick a guy in the head. That counts as a tag. And then you run back and you dive for the line. And it's crazy. It's the coolest thing I have seen in I don't know how long. I highly recommend it to all of my listeners. As a matter of fact, you might want to look it up right now. Look up Pro Kabaddi. And I think that's their website, prokabaddi.com. Kabaddi is spelled K-A-B-A-D-D-I. That's Kilo, Alpha, Bravo, Alpha, Delta, Delta, Indigo, or India. I guess I should say India, since India is where this sport started. It's played all over the Indian subcontinent, and South Asia. And there's a lot of different variations. Apparently there's a Punjab variation where instead of a square court, it's played in a circle. And I haven't, you know, done much research on this yet. I'm still learning all about it, but really you should check it out. So set your DVRs to look for Pro Kabaddi League on the Fox Sports networks. On all the channels, I've caught it on Fox Sports 1 and Fox Sports 2. So be looking out for it. I highly recommend it. One of the aspects I really appreciate of the Pro Kabaddi League is they have pretty good production value. And when I say production value, I mean there's a lot of lights and there's some fog machines and there's some loud thumping music. And so when you watch this, you know, they got the lights going, it's like club lights, you know, and they got the power foggers. When the time is up, you know, it goes and it shoots the fog up into the air and everybody goes nuts and the lights go crazy. It was really great. And so I was kind of thinking, well, geez, where are the cheerleaders? But like I said, this is kind of small. Since the court doesn't take up much room, it's only, I'm estimating here, but it's probably like 10 by 12 meters. It's plus these little side areas, the lobbies. It's hard to explain unless you actually see the court. And so these are in kind of smallish venues. And I'm dying to go to one of these games. They're so cool. And the other thing that I liked about it was the guys that play it. They all have these huge arms. I mean, they look like weightlifters, right? Or they kind of look like rugby players. You know, they got the short sleeve shirt and they got the shorts on. But they wear like wrestling shoes. And these guys got these huge biceps that, you know, they can't barely fit them in the sleeves. It's kind of funny looking. And that got me to thinking about, well, how does one train for Kabaddi? I guess, you know, you train the same way you would train for any sort of sport, you know, run a lot and lift weights so that you're strong, practice tackling guys, and then practice your breathing, practice holding your breath. I don't know. I'm dying to talk to some of these professional players and ask them, you know, what's your training regimen like? What's life like as a pro Kabaddi player? I've only heard of this sport 2 days ago. I'm dying to know what your lifestyle is all about. Pro Kabaddi. I'm fascinated and I cannot get enough of it. I gotta tell you though, watching these games, or watching these highlights at least, makes me hungry. Makes me hungry for like chicken tiki korma or like a vindaloo. I want a lamb vindaloo and a mango lassi and an onion kulcha. Oh boy. But no, I have to sit here and watch it drinking my tea. At least I could be drinking some chai when I watch this. Oh, this tea is too hot. Oh, too hot to drink still. Oh. Oh, yeah. But I think I skimmed that entire bergamo oil slick off and shot it straight up into my sinus cavity. All I can smell is the rind of bitter oranges right now. And technically speaking, I'm not complaining. All right. Well, if I want to eat lamb vindaloo while watching Kabaddi, and I want to drink mango lassi while I watch Kabaddi, what do I want to listen to when I watch Kabaddi? Well, I don't know, but it probably sounds something like this.
Assalamu alaikum. हम इस दुनिया में नंगे आए हैं और नंगे जाएंगे, अकेले आए हैं और अकेले जाएंगे, लेकिन इस जिंदगी में हम काफी लोगों को मिलते हैं, लेकिन एक ही दफा हम किसी को मिलते हैं कि मिलने के बाद आपकी पूरी दुनिया खुश हो सकती है अगर आप वो खुशी चाहते हैं वो चीज जब आती है पकड़ना चाहिए और वो चीज का नाम है प्यार
Oh, प्यार का मतलब है काफी चीजें, लेकिन प्यार जो हम सब जीते हैं वो प्यार है जो एक ही दफा है और जब आता है प्यार का मतलब है काफी चीजें, लेकिन प्यार जो हम समझते हैं वो प्यार है जो एक ही दफा आता है और जब आता है पकड़ना चाहिए। प्यार
accelerated aging of John Terry, example 2, Star Trek, the deadly years, Roger Courtois would have saved that!
Says from the left.
Whatever's gotten into you, Calpurnia?
My mistake, ma'am.
Well, I should say it is Calpurnia. Mother, your maid is... Oh, hello.
Evening. Sorry to disturb your,
elegant dinner party for the most elegant people in all of New York.
Uh-huh.
Thank you. you're a baby.
I still do not know the Vitality Life dog's name. Who am I, you may ask? My name is Tobe. You are listening to Anon Radio, and we are in the middle of the daily meeting of the Dubious Goals Committee. And the next item on the agenda is the name of the Vitality Life dog. Perhaps I should explain. There is an insurance company. Well, apparently it's an insurance company. I don't know for sure. Called Vitality. And I guess they're based in England. I'm just guessing, because I don't think this is an American company. And they sponsor a Premier League team. They sponsor a soccer team in Bournemouth named the Cherries. And their stadium is called Vitality Stadium. And they advertise in the stadium. You can see Vitality in the stadium written all over the place. Well, I didn't know this until recently, but yeah, I'm a sucker. I got suckered in by the Vitality Life dog. What am I talking about? Okay, if you've ever watched a soccer game, or if you're civilized, you call it a football game, you know that there are hoardings around the field for advertising. These are the boards that are about waist high that have the names of products on them. You are also aware that this is the 21st century and all advertising is animated LED screens now. And so, yes, these hoardings on football fields are animated LED thingies, and you can see things go scrolling by and they sell you cars and stuff when the game is going on. All right. Well, needless to say, the Vitality Health Insurance Company advertises in the Vitality Stadium, and their colors are like pink and white. And so when their turn comes up on the advertising hoardings, the whole thing turns pink and white letters come up that say something along the lines of Vitality Health and Life. Okay, you know, your typical sort of insurance company thing. All right. Well, the very first time I saw this, I was watching a Bournemouth game, and I was watching a corner kick or something where they were showing just the corner of the field, and it was right when the Vitality ad was on the hoardings, and as I'm watching the corner kick about to take place, suddenly a dog runs onto the field. And on this corner of the field, this is the corner where there's a little break in the advertising hoardings so that emergency vehicles can get onto the field just in case, right? And so there's like a little tunnel back there. And so I figured, oh my God, some dog managed to get in and is now, the dog then started jogging along the advertising hoarding. And I could pick him out, you know, he's easy to see because there's this bright pink light behind him, and he's just as this black silhouette now jogging down the side of the field along the behind the goal line. And I started freaking out, like, oh my God, there's a dog, that's hilarious. And this is not unusual because sometimes animals do get onto soccer fields, and it's kind of funny when it happens. There's one club in England, they have a wild cat that lives in their stadium, that cat will come out onto the field during games sometimes, and it's hilarious. And sometimes, you know, you get a squirrel out on the field, and it's always a good time. And the commentators, the guys calling the game, they almost always make a comment, especially if it disrupts the game. Obviously, they're going to talk about it, but here's this dog running along the hoardings now, and nobody can see it but me. And I'm like, what, the dog gets up? There's a dog on the field. What the? Well, it turns out that it was not, in fact, a real dog. This was part of the advertisement where it said Vitality, Health, and Life, and then this black silhouette of a dog goes jogging by. And later in the game, I saw this happening more often. And, you know, if you're seeing the whole field, you can see where the ad repeats. And so you can see multiple dogs running. But the first time I saw it, being as I was seeing the corner shot there, I was only seeing the one dog. And it looked totally real. And it totally faked me out. And now I feel stupid. Now, the thing of it is, though, I've been wondering now, why in the heck do they, why is there a dog selling me, you know, life insurance in England? Well, we got lizards selling life insurance, car insurance in America. I guess they can have a dachshund, and that's the type of dog it was. They can have a dachshund selling life insurance in England. And so I went to their website just because after a while I got curious, what's the name of this dog? And when you're at the website, you can actually see a photograph of a dachshund. And if you look up, if you Google like Vitality Life Insurance plus dog, you will get photographs of this dachshund on a pink background. And so this dachshund is central to their advertising campaign. And so I was wondering if this dog had a name so I can stop calling it the Vitality Life Dog and I can just, you know, refer to it by its name. So I need somebody in England who sees this advertising campaign in more formats than I do. You know, the only time I ever see this is when I'm watching a Bournemouth game. So, and I guess, Alita, I'm looking at you. What's the name of this Vitality Life Dog? If you're in England, or if you are in any country that has Vitality Life Insurance, and you're seeing the commercials with that little wiener dog running around, somebody email me, or give me a call, or drop into whatever comm room I'm hanging out in, and tell me that dog's name, because it's driving me nuts. Absolutely crazy. All right, what else happened today? Oh, something else totally awesome happened today. And this is how I managed to watch the game today. Oh, and I'm going to love telling you about it, but this story takes a little bit more time than what we have left. We are not quite running out of time completely, but we're getting close enough to 2,000 hours that I should probably start wrapping this bad boy up. So, once again, you have been listening to The Dubious Goals Committee, starring me. My name is Tobe. I'm the President, Sergeant of Arms, and Chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee, among other things. Tune in tomorrow at 19:30 UTC, and I will see you then. Okay, bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.
I hate you all so much.
No one cares, Figgis. You're only invited to round out the numbers.